Nick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Toolkit Depot. All the top trade brands under one roof with everything you need to get the job done. Shop in store or online. Toolkit Depot.
Shocking.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're having a shocker.
Okay.
Who's having a shocker? Today's edition in honour of Kat, of course, who dropped the magic on yesterday's program. Have been in the business for a long time. When she's not distracted pushing buttons, she's hauling off with some fruity language. Here's what happened yesterday on the program.
Is this what's brought what the f*** now? Oh, my God.
How many times have we done this segment? What the F?
For years, and I don't even want to say it anymore because I'm so nervous that I'm going to say the full cabana.
All right, well, you've got the ball rolling. We'll take calls too if you know someone or you've had a shocker. 133353. MG, who's had a shocker?
Well, I don't know whether it's me or my neighbour Pete, because yesterday after the show I went home and I was walking my dogs and I saw that Pete was coming from the other way and I stopped for a bit of small talk and as I was walking off, he said, "Hey, Mark." I said, "Yes, Pete." He said, "My wife saw your young bloke play for Penrith the other day." I said, "Oh, that's great, Pete." And he says, "And she thinks he's a lot better looking than you are as well." And started laughing to himself. I said, "Oh, thanks, Pete."
Right. That's so nice. It's hard to argue. I mean, he's a cool-looking rooster. And
well, so was I at 22.
Yeah, but that ship sailed. That's all I'm saying. That ship has sailed, make no mistake. All right, well, while we're at it, I'll get stuck into it just before we get to you girls. I'll tell you something, a shocker. Tone here, who works on the program.
Oh, yeah. What's he doing?
What's he doing? Is he Tony Soprano? That is an absolute shocker. Do you reckon you could take a photo of me in the studio with a guest that doesn't look like I've got massive man boobs? Mate, every single photo, he must put the worst one up. Get a series of them and let's put them up. You be the judge. Every time, looks like I've got a massive tit. Tony does it deliberately. He does it deliberately, I'm sure. He must sit around going, "Oh, no, that's a good one. That's a good one. Ah, look, he's lopped one out here. I'll pop that on the feed."
I don't think that's true.
He's a vindictive, vicious man.
I love him.
Yeah, you've got to be in the middle, though, of those photos, I've realised, whenever he takes them. You don't want to be on the end. If you're the stray calf at the end.
He's straight up my boob.
What about a bra?
Excuse me, it's not required.
He's right there.
Too
come
much,
on.
Sorry.
I'd use one of yours, but they're too small. We're still getting over Tony Soprano here in the program, who stitches me up with all the photos on social. He does it deliberately. I take a good photo. I'm a good-looking rooster.
You are, mate.
Yeah.
You need to carry around a ring light. That's what we need to do.
Yes, a
guys
ring light.
Guys want to be me, girls want to do me. What's that?
You know, like a big, like, influencers do it. It's a big ring light that you put on the top of the phone.
You used to photograph your bot.
But there's a reason, isn't there? There's a reason for your man boobs, you're saying, because you've got
I've sustained an injury over time. And now, look, so Tony puts me on the end, and then he waits till the lighting's bad, and then he goes, snap. And then over a series of about five or six photos, he puts them all together, and next thing you know, I'm getting him to put some up and you can be the judge. I'll let you know when.
Tell us about
your
injury. What happened?
Well, the first one was cliff diving in Jamaica.
How high was it?
It was very high. It was, mate, it was in the grill. Look it up. Cliff diving in the grill. And I'll be honest, I'd had a couple. and went up to do the cliff diving. And by the time I got there, I didn't want to do it. The guy who's running goes, "Never look down, man. You never look down." Anyway, I'm about to pull the pin. Anyway, I hit behind me. I hear, "Oh my God, it's Mick Malloy." This is about 20 years ago. "Oh my God, it's Mick Malloy." And there's these three hot chicks, and they go, "Oh, he's not going to jump. He's not going to jump." And then the guy running out the Jamaica goes, "You got to go, man." So I did a pin drop and my arm was out and bang, I'd never been quite the same. And then I re-aggravated it in a horrific ice skating.
Oh, stop. Oh, why were you ice skating? What are you, seven at a party?
Had you had a few?
No, I was filming a sketch, a very funny sketch for the front bar.
I bet you it was funny.
It was a Winter Olympics special, and boy, I went down. I gave down. You should hear the thump. I hit the awning. It echoed for the ages. Yeah, sure. You tell that Tony, he's had it too good for too long. He's on final notes. Right, what have you got, girls? What have you got, Tash?
I can't recover from that. It's too much. I tell you who has had a shocker is the digital prescription company called MediSecure. Well, they're not secure because they've had a massive data hack, and it's alleged that they have actually exposed thousands of customers' personal and health information, and third-party vendors are to blame.
What are we talking about, by the way?
So they could know everything you've ever had a prescription for?
Yes, because they provide people prescriptions and they've been a major data hack.
I'm in trouble.
Jeez, I really hope I'm not with them.
I can only imagine.
I'm going to make for some good reading.
They're not so secure, that's the RN.
Many secure.
Yes,
oh my
unreal.
God. There you go. Kat, what about you?
Socceroos star Jackson Irvine has had a shocker. He had to cancel his wedding after a two-day bender. He was on a German team that won the promotion and so went out for two nights and then has rocked up to his wedding without his passport and they've refused to marry him.
He knew what he was doing. Yeah. Well played. That's exactly what I would do. All right, everyone's had a shocker. Tone, you're on notice.
ACDC. Hi, this is Angus Young from ACDC. Yes. Live in London at Wembley Stadium. Triple M. Triple M.
This is a massive moment here on the program. This has been one of the great competitions that we've ever run. It's been fiercely contested. The phones ring off the hook every day. People want this. What a prize. AC/DC live at Wembley Stadium. Two tickets to the AC/DC concert, return flights to London, four nights accommodation, $500 spending money. It's time to call the winner.
She's on
Get
the
him
line.
On the line.
Here we go.
Yes, here we go. I can't see it.
Oh, hello, Denise.
Hello.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hello.
So you've been trying to win this competition for a while. You've one of a few callers on the line.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, I
It's yours, it. Baby.
Yeah.
It's yours. You did it. Yay. And it is two tickets. How good is that?
Oh, where's that? I cannot believe this. I am shaking. Oh, yes. It's my birthday next week. So this is an amazing present. Oh, thanks, guys.
Who are you going to take, Denise?
Who are you going to take?
My son and I have both been trying to win, so...
Awesome.
What a mother-son trip that is. Off to Akadaku. Remember, you're going to be Mum of the Year.
Yeah.
You are.
Hopefully. And he's just gone off to work, so hopefully he's listening in. And, we're both big fans of... Oh, yes, I just can't believe it.
Yes. You sound genuinely rattled, genuinely excited, as you should be. I've got to tell you, this has been one of the fiercely contested competitions we've ever run. So good on you for getting through. What's your favourite AC/DC song?
Back in Black.
Back in Black. Hell's Bells, the whole lot. You'll hear it all. You might even hear a little bit of this if you're lucky. Yes. My new favourite AC/DC song.
How good.
Yeah,
so
I heard you play it yesterday. How good is it?
How good is it? I'll make a couple of calls, see if I can't swing it. maybe part of their encore. Good on you, Denise. We're so happy for you. You seem like a great winner, a great mum, and you're going to have a great trip with your boy, and we couldn't be happier for you. Well
good
done.
Good on you, Dee. Yeah.
Oh, I just love you guys. Thank
to
you.
To celebrate. Denise, you'll hear this one live.
Shook it, baby.
Aww. Let's go, baby.
It's Nick and MG in the morning on Triple M. Well done, Denise.
Yay.
Thank you.
MG Sport Report.
Well, Magic Round kicked off last night, and what a spectacular game it was between the women's origin teams of Queensland and New South Wales. New South Wales prevailed 22 points to 12. This was the highlight of the game.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Titles kicks. It's an awful kick. It just bounces along and bounces up for Tonegado to get the pass away to Chapman. Oh, she's gone right through. She's right through. She's gone over the halfway line. She beats the fullback. She's over the 30. She's over the 20. She's going to score. A runaway try. Jamie Chapman under the posts.
Bang.
Mickey, last night it was 25,492 people watching this game at Suncorp. One of the biggest, if not the biggest crowd ever to watch a women's game of rugby league. And yep. They didn't disappoint. They did not disappoint. Yeah. They, New South Wales from the opening whistle were on point. And you know what? When I was just sitting there watching it with all my family, and there was eight of us sitting around the TV last night. Let me say, we watched from the first whistle to the last whistle, and that's
you've been raving about it all morning. You've just said it's arrived. It's there. Oh. You're saying you're putting it up there with the rise of the Matildas.
I saw the first Origin game of the girls in about 2018 at North Sydney Oval, and in the space of 6 years, this game has exploded. I can equate it to the rise of the Matildas. 1 minute they're playing in front of three or 4,000 people. The next they're playing in packed out stadiums. That's exactly what's going to happen to the rugby league, the women's rugby league. They're skillful, they're strong, they're throwbacks to the 80s, how they defend. There's no wrestle, there's no six to goes. They play clean. It's just fantastic to watch a pure game of rugby league and to see how into it they are. I love it. This game is exploding. And get ready to put your seatbelt on because this is just going to be next level.
Well said, MG. Good on you. And we've been joined live in our Melbourne studio by the King of Melbourne.
Yes.
The man who rules the airwaves, good friend of ours, and the show. It's Marty Sheargold.
How are you, Marty? Lovely to see you all. And I've got the full contingent today. Tash has joined us.
Yep.
Yes.
It's always lovely to see you, Tash.
She's back up in case... Cat swears again. Oh, I don't know if you know this, but
this has already made it to me. A little incident.
I'm sure F-bomb dropped
on air.
F-bomb, play the bit that you said. We have beeped it, of course. This went live to air.
Is this what's brought what the f*** now? Oh, my God.
Oh, gee. That's not the cat I know.
Thank you. I don't know who I am anymore either. It's these guys, I think, that have ruined me, pushing her over the edge.
So happened? You were just astounded by a fun fact that was dropped on you? Because I can often react like that with fun facts.
Yeah, well,
I'll tell you
MG.
The fact.
Yeah.
MG, what was your fact that got that going? Listen to this, Nemo, mate. You could well let fly with some potty language here.
If Nemo was accurate, his dad would have been his mother after his mother passed away, and that means his father would have made it with Nemo.
And the me dead.
Thank you. Thank you.
Holy it's like a Dave Chappelle routine.
Yeah.
That your mother was the best man I ever knew.
That apparently, technically, that's true. Like a male fish turns into a female at a certain size.
The clownfish,
But then at what point is Nemo doing it with his mum / dad?
Am I David Attenborough? I don't know.
No, fair call, Mickey. You know, I was watching slightly in the same area. Have any of you seen the Neanderthal documentary that's on Netflix at the moment?
No.
MG's in it, I think.
ugh. Yes, I am.
No, what goes
75,000 year old skeleton, and they find one of them, right, who's got such a badly broken arm that's been amputated below the elbow, but they've realised that the Neanderthals were happy to carry that person. Because, you know, this is the first sort of inkling that there was community around these groups. But then at the same time, they then said, but judging from the scraping marks on his bones, that they had scraped all of his skin off and eaten him and smashed his bones open and eaten the marrow out of them. And I thought, well, it swings and roundabouts, isn't it? For the Neanderthals. One minute you're by the fire being looked after. The next minute someone's poking a skewer through your tibia trying to get all the marrow out of it.
Good times, Neanderthals. Yeah. You know, they played hard. They worked hard. They weren't vegetarians. Take that back. Suggesting the other day that Neanderthals or cavemen were basically vegans. Which it doesn't ring true to me because
They ate each other. There was cannibalism going on.
There was cannibalism, and I've seen their rock art, and there's pictures of like woolly mammoths and buffalo. There's not turnips.
Yeah, you know, they're not throwing a spear at a turnip.
You're not going out for some hunter gathering and hunting a giant turnip. No, you're going for a woolly mammoth, which means you're trying to eat that thing, then put it. You can't wear a turnip skin.
Yeah, exactly. How stupid would you look with the tooth of a turnip hanging around your neck on a necklace? Like an idiot.
They had a lot to do. They invented the fire, of course. Mm. Yes. The wheel, was that them?
The wheel.
I think the wheel, which later became the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure anal was them as well.
Ernie Sigler was Wheel of
Fortune. How do you justify that?
You don't, Kat. You just keep moving. Unlike you, dropping F-bombs left, right and center.
It would have occurred to someone just to give it a crack.
Absolutely. It's like, why is all the fun around the front? Well, it's not, Phil.
Let's go.
Why don't you come back to my cave? Come back to the cave. Let's experiment.
Let's experiment. Let's have some fun. Why is everyone so down today?
Yeah. Oh, no. You knew the first gay caveman. You knew because he wore his animal pelt tied up in a knot at the front.
No, he'll hold me.
And
pockets.
He had moccasins on. It's like, what's happening here? What's happening here?
And then they built the wheels so they could build the first float and build their own money. Do you know what?
I think you can still do that sort of stuff. Jesus Christ.
What, you got a big Melbourne story for us?
Melbourne-wise, the big story at the moment is... John Edward is coming. Oh, he's coming back to... he's a psychic in Tash. I can see you sitting up straight.
Oh, yeah.
Psychics, love them or hate them, they're a good show.
I love them.
I hate them.
I like them too.
And do you believe them?
100% no. I believe them.
Have you had an experience with one, Tash?
I have, and I went to this psychic and they said that we went pregnant with my first child and I didn't know the gender, and she said, you're definitely having a boy.
Well, that's 50-50, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, hang on, Marty, you've got to be a believer. I'd have a second boy, and then she said, be really careful because you'll go for a third and you'll have twins or triplets.
Oh. And is that what happened?
No, so I stopped at the second boy.
Oh,
I said
she's talked you out of the
psychic. So you didn't meet a psychic, you met a counsellor.
Yes.
So that's no good. You've been talked out of another child by some dickhead.
No, I wasn't.
By a random.
And then I was working with John once and I saw his list of someone that he was talking to, a very famous person.
His researcher's list.
Yeah. Who he was actually talking to, and that person's partner had passed away.
So hang on, what are you saying? That John was researching the person he was about to speak about?
Yes.
He was helping a very famous Australian reach out to their dead partner.
Right, okay. Because I heard that this is how they work, and I don't know if this is John exclusively, but they'll send people out into the suburbs, obviously off a data sort of thing of like who's in the audience. They'll knock on your door and pretend to be Amway salesman or a vacuum guy or whatever. They get in and they go, they quickly start surveying. There's a picture on the mantelpiece of the grandparents. Yep. There's a cuckoo clock over the... So then he can do all of that background and stuff when he gets you up on stage. I can see, grandparents on the mantelpiece. I can see a sort of a... Oh, it's almost a cuckoo clock. Have you got a cuckoo clock? And the guy goes, we've got a cuckoo clock. He goes, yeah, I thought it was a cuckoo clock.
And then, how does the vacuum man get that person to the concert?
He's already going to the concert. We already know he's going to the concert.
We know he's going. So if one of them turned up...
But a great question is, how does the vacuum man get the guy to go and see John Edward? That's one of the great questions.
I would love John Edwards to do you. So if someone turned up at your doorstep, Marty, and looked at your house on the night, John Edwards would be saying to you, I'm seeing a chalk outline on the bedroom floor.
It's a chalk outline. There's a body skin suit. There's a skin suit. There's a basket with cream in it.
That's right.
There's a well.
Don't you hurt my precious.
Someone's doing the tuck. Someone's doing the tuck.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, Jane Doe, you've done it again. Have fun at John Edwards, everyone.
Thank you, Barbie.
Well done, Marty. Always a pleasure.
You too, Marty. Love you, buddy.
The Meat Man Wholesale Meats Narellan presents MG's Dad Jokes. Premium quality without the price. And awarded Best Butcher at the 2023 Small Business Awards.
Where did the chicken cross the road?
Three guys walking to a bar, right?
Knock, knock. Who's there?
MG's Dad Jokes.
It's a Friday tradition here on the program. If you missed last episode, have a listen.
How does the moon cut his hair?
I don't know. How's the moon cut his hair?
He clips it.
Oh.
What kind of bee can't fly?
I don't know. What kind of bee can't fly?
Kobe.
My wife said she's leaving me because of my obsession with tennis and I'm too old.
Okay, that's a shame, yeah.
Yeah, I said, I'm only 40, love.
Oh.
There's a nasty email doing the rounds about tinned meat. Whoa. Don't open it. It's spam.
Oh.
Oh, there you get the idea. Before we go to the amateurs, let's check in with the professional. MG, what have you got for us in the way of dad jokes?
Okay, here we go. What do you call a constipated detective?
Oh, dear. What do you call a constipated detective?
No shit, Sherlock.
Oh.
All right, and double up.
I said to my wife, when I die, Dale, I'd like to die having sex.
Okay.
And she replied, at least it'll be quick.
Oh.
You get the idea. There he is, one of the greats getting the ball rolling. Let's check in with the listeners. Josh, dad joke, please.
Hey, so I used to know a bloke that circumcised elephants for a living.
Oh, yeah?
He said the pay was crap, but the tips were huge.
Oh.
And we're off and running. Oh, well done, Josh. Oh, he's writing that down. He's made a note there, so you could be in the running. Rick, dad joke, please.
I didn't think these orthopaedic shoes were going to work. I stand corrected.
Oh.
Is someone playing a drum kit in the background, Rick?
No.
Yes, they are, Ricky.
Something's going on.
Yep.
All right, we'll let that go. Joe from the Gong, what do you got for us in the way of a dad joke?
You're talking about psychics. How do you embarrass one?
How do you embarrass a psychic? I don't know.
Throw her a surprise party.
That's
for you.
No F-bomb. Oh. Now, just a second, Joe. But they would know that the surprise party's coming because you still got to organise.
Well, that's how you embarrass them. Come on, Mickey.
Come on, Mickey. Joe, there's a logical flaw in your dad joke.
No, there's not.
But you still have to organise. You can't just turn up and it's a surprise.
Well, he hasn't organised it. Someone else says he shouldn't see it coming.
Yeah, so if she's surprised, she's not a very good psychic.
But she would know.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Mick.
So if she's like, oh, my God, 20 people are here, you'd be like, you should have known.
Known that it was a surprise party.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me, girls, let Joe have his say. Joe, are you standing by your dad, Joe?
I am, buddy. Yes.
Joe, you may not win this, but I'm giving you a slab of Jetty Road anyway, mate. A slab of draft coming your way. Because I have a feeling you might enjoy a can or two. Ian's on the line. Ian, joke, please.
A limbo champion walked into a bar. He was disqualified.
Oh.
Got disqualified. Why?
Because he walked into the bar.
Oh, he's walked into the bar.
Yeah, he didn't go under it.
No, jeez, I'm a kick behind play today.
Yeah, you are. Are you okay?
I'm just questioning the logic of some of these. Well done, Ian. You're in the hunt. Daniel, put it home. What do you got?
For our wedding anniversary, my wife said, I want something that goes from 0 to 100 in 1.6 seconds. So I bought a scale.
Oh, I don't know.
Now, Daniel.
Some scales.
Daniel. Oh. Now, no, I can't condone that.
Oh, my Lord.
That's, I can understand people taking exception to that.
Nah, that's good then. I like it then.
Oh, is that
it's a bit of harmless fun.
Is it?
Yeah, He's probably.
Yeah, I would have thought so. I mean, it's a dad joke, you know what I mean? Yeah. Dads are allowed to have a, yeah. Anyway, crack it. MG, who wins?
Oh, I don't know.
You weren't paying attention.
You know what? I'm going to give Joe a double prize today.
Joe's got it.
Joe's getting meat and beer.
Joe's meat and beer.
Yes.
Oh.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MG's what the
f***? WTF?
All right, MG, what do you got?
Well, this could be a WTF. This could be a sliding door. This could be OMG. This could be a dumbest decision of all time because...
Okay.
James Cameron offered the lead role in Avatar to Matt Damon, and he turned it down, consequently surrendering $250 million because he wanted to give him 10% of the takings as well.
What the f***?
$250 million it cost him.
All right. Was that a favourite film of yours, Avatar?
Not really, no.
No.
This has come up with my feed.
You know, I watched June last night.
Oh, June. A lot of scenes.
I did. I watched it. It's your review. A lot of sand. Sit on it. Oh God.
Things in the nose. I didn't know what was going on with that either. Was it blood? Was it water? Was it air? What was going on with that?
Who?
Well, it's because
they had little things caught in their nose.
Snorkels?
No, just like a breathing apparatus.
All right, let's move on.
So Matt Damon, $250 million.
$250 million. That's he keeps banging on about that. Mm. Mate, you snooze, you lose. You had a chance.
Sam Worthington, step up.
Shane Worthington. Who else was? What's his name? Will Smith was offered the lead role of Matrix.
No way.
He said no to. He said no to do Wild Wild West.
Oh,
remember that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Atrocious.
Got it quickly.
Actually, that'll be a good topic one day for us to do. Stars who's turned down big roles. Yeah. Kat, what have you got?
Jeremy Clarkson has been named UK and Ireland's sexiest man.
What the f***?
You know who he's beat out?
Who?
Tom Holland, Cillian Murphy, and Idris Elba, who is stunning.
I reckon he's hotter than all of
you. You're suggesting that's unusual? Or?
It's highly unattractive,
yes.
Jeremy Clarkson.
He's a sexy man.
He's not.
He's like our Scott Cam.
He's got you. He's got you, girls.
Oh, why do men get to skin. Age gracefully?
I just don't think he's a nice person.
Oh, now we're into his character. Let's just look at his looks.
He's a curmudgeon. What about you, Tosh? What do you got?
A man has added 4 nipples to his torso by having them surgically modified with silicone implants and then getting a tattoo artist to colour them in.
What the f***? So he's got 6 nipples.
They are. They're getting multiplied.
I think nips are getting bigger is in relationship to a drink, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Alcohol. Bit of fun.
Yeah,
okay.
A bit of fun, a bit of harmless fun.
Yeah.
Now he's got 6 nipples.
He has.
Was he?
Yeah, you know what his party trick is? He plays that game. Milk, 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 lemonade round the corner chocolates, mate.
Oh, my God. Oh, what has happened? Why did I suggest this?
Oh, this is your fault, Tosh.
133353. Give us a call now. Ray is on the line. Ray, what do you got for me, buddy?
Morning, team. So there was a French entertainer by the name of Michael Letito who would get on TV and eat anything. He once digested a plane over the course of 10 years.
What the f***?
What a f***.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. I'm getting thumbs up.
Propeller would be good.
Someone should put him onto Bonza. So they've got a couple of stray meals lying around.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
On the... Oh. He must have eaten a Jetstar plane. That's why it's running late.
That's right.
Yeah, we're just waiting for a moment to digest it, and then we should be right.
Right at the border, yeah.
Ray, I'm just thumbs up. All right, well, you're in the hunt. Maddie's on the line. Maddie, what have you got for me?
G'day, guys.
What do you got?
When lionesses are in heat, they like a lot of sex in a single day, 20 to 40 times. And if the... And they demand so much that when the old mate can't keep going, she nips them on the testicles to try and get them back in the game.
What the f***? Can I say something in all honesty?
Yeah.
I'm dealing with a bit of this at home at the moment.
Oh.
Call you Simba.
Give yourself a spell.
I go, baby, come on. It's 30 times. And then, ow, what are you doing? Oi.
You've been complaining about the flu shot effects for a week now, so I can't imagine her much good to her right now.
Can I just go, babe, I can't keep servicing your needs.
Like Matty's still there.
He'll wake up. Jeez, oh, good Lord, ow.
Stop.
Gnawing away like a corn on the cob.
I think there's a bit of mayonnaise on that story. Is it 30 times with you or other people?
30 times. Oh, how dare you? Well, with you, is it 30 times in a lifetime? Is that ever?
We know it's two anyway. Do you
reckon we can get to those figures eventually? Hey, Matty, 200 bucks for you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend, Matty.
Well, I just want to say to my mate Buddy, up the Panthers.
Yay, go ahead, Matty.
Up the Panthers.
He's my mate, so yeah.
Just Panthers. Okay, mate. Panthers, when they're on heat, have sex 30 times a night.
Maybe more sometimes.
Wee! And we have been joined live in the studio by a friend of the show, Adam Rosenbach. Hello, Rosie. Hey.
Good morning, everyone.
How it goes, buddy?
Good morning. Mate, I'm going very well. Can I just say, Mick, your rack this morning is just looking absolutely fantastic. Okay.
I won't be objectified like this.
It's a compliment.
If you're just tuning
great.
In, if you're just tuning in, I've been set up by Tony Soprano on this program, who takes all our pictures for socials, and he really likes to show the worst shots, and me with an unusually large man boob.
There's a hint of side boob in some of those photos.
I need some Hollywood tape.
Yeah, you do. I wouldn't wear a tank top if I was you.
Ah, this is vilification of all sorts.
You know what I love about it though, because I was listening to it on the way in when you you were complaining about the photos stitching you up.
Yes.
And what I love is that you've blamed them on an injury that you got 25 years ago in Jamaica.
Excuse me.
The reason that you have a lovely cleavage at the moment.
Have you cliff diving? Mate, it's true. Mate, I'll get you. I'll show you the medical records if they haven't already been leaked by MediSecure. and then also, you'll remember this, my ice skating injury on Front Bar.
I do remember that. You went down very hard. It's not until you've done ice skating and you haven't done it properly that you realise that ice is concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you hit the deck, it hurts.
So it was a Torval and Dean sketch, but I was originally Dean, but now with my boobs I could be Torval. Okay, girls, and you've been having a bit of fun, have you? Through the socials. So Tony, having said stop it, has now posted a montage of me with the man boobs out. So what are they saying?
There's been a fair bit of feedback. Claire has said, get some shorts on, Mick, and distract us with those legendary calves.
No, well, that's better, thank you.
You don't know where to look.
They're Matthew massive. They're said, bigger than my kids. So what was that?
Matthew has said if he starts jogging, he'll knock himself out.
Okay, that's hurtful.
Yeah, you'll need a sports bra.
Unless he puts his head on backwards, Mick will never hide those mammary glands.
Jeez Louise. All right. Well,
Carol's done a personal attack.
Oh, what's Carol's?
What's Carol got?
Mick's the best. She started with a compliment.
Oh, that's nice.
Mick's the best.
That's
nice.
But maybe he needs a new wardrobe assistant.
So now they're going by wardrobe.
You've got to hire, you got to wear like a blouse.
Or you just wear a vest with nothing under it.
My fun bags. They're referring to my fun bags.
Dita has said, over the shoulder boulder holder. Mick, that's what you need, my friend. Smiley face.
Oh, they're still going.
This is seriously out of control.
Do you think, like, pre-photos, that people's self-esteem would have been fantastic? Like, if you were a bloke in the 1700s, you would have idea that you were bald, that you might have had a man boob hanging out. No, you know, because all you had done back then was a portrait.
Yeah.
And you're paying for that, so it's always going to make you look good, and you go, oh, fantastic.
I'm going to sue someone over this. And we're chatting with Adam Rosenbach, who had a cracking 50th birthday on the weekend. I was there.
Yes, it was fantastic. What a night. It was a great night, wasn't it?
What were the highlights for you?
Just having all my friends and family there. It was great. The speeches were fantastic. But as usual with, any party, you always need one person that is the standout that everyone needs to talk about in the wash-up.
Yeah, gets the three votes.
Yes,
the B.O.G.
Absolutely. The best on ground. And that goes to my friend who I will call Louise, because if I name her real name, everyone will know who she is. But
Louise has had a shocker.
She has had an absolute shocker. She's come in hot. So she arrived. Yep. So the party started at 7:30. And she got there about 7:45, and she has come in absolutely. And I said to her,
"Do you know how she's come in? You know when you go to a radio and they open the chute?
Yeah, yeah, come in like that. Yeah.
And the bull just comes out kicking, barking, and attacking.
It was like that, like the Tassie Devil. She just came in and just was screaming around to the point where I said to one of her friends, have you guys been day drinking? And they said, no, we went to dinner at 6 o'clock and she had two wines.
Two bottles.
Well, yeah, and it's just gone straight to her head. Like she has gone in straight away, so about 8 o'clock, and I'd set up a tab. And then she starts just doing shots. She's asking everyone, do you want shots? I'm like, well, the tab's not set up for shots. So I wanted to last deep into the night.
Correct.
And then the kicker that everyone talked about the next day was she started groping people. Now, the best bit about her was people saw that this was happening, and at about 8:30, so party started 7:30, she came in hot. At 8:30, she was taken home. And then... at about the speeches were at 9:15. She was back by then. She jumped in an Uber. She's like, I've had enough of being at home by myself. Came back.
That's a serious performance. Someone who's been removed from a party and taken home and then goes, nah, I'm going back. That's what separates the giants.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. She's gone, nah, they're wrong. I'm coming back to prove how wrong
they are. Have you ever been turned off at a party?
I haven't been cut off at a party, but my ex-girlfriend's 30th, one of my mates got cut off, and we were at a bowls club, and they said, mate, you've had enough. And to prove their point, he goes, oh, yeah, have I? And just knocked a stubby off the bar after they told him. And they were like, yeah, mate.
Oh, he made his point.
Yes, so he was out of there.
Who wins you? That round?
Yeah.
I've been... removed from my own party.
Which party?
I don't want to talk about it. It's a long time ago.
What happened, mate?
I don't want to talk about it. Hey, what about you? You would have been removed from a few parties.
No, never. I've never been removed from a party.
I can't believe that, MG.
My 18th was that my 18th at Wayland Community Centre was pretty rambunctious, and the police came for that. But 98% of the parties I go to these days are at my own house. So
98%.
Kick yourself out,
Tash. You would have been you would have been kicked out and come back drunk, wouldn't you?
No, I'm usually
Louise.
I've seen you do that at the Logies.
I'm usually pretty well behaved, but the police did get called to my 21st, which was a dress up, which was lots of fun. But once they get called.
What was the theme?
Hollywood theme. I was dressed as Scarlett O'Hara.
But if it's a dress-up party, how do you know they were the real police?
Yes. True. Because he's the butcher in the town as well.
Excellent point.
Yeah, one of the cops was making a lot of sound effects. I couldn't work out what he was
Michael
doing.
Michael Winslow.
All right. Well, good to catch up with you. It was
a great party.
Well done. And we will see. Anything to plug? What are you up to?
I'll be turning 51 in a year. That's about all I've got to look forward to.
Cheers, mate.
Nick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Toolkit Depot. All the top trade brands under one roof with everything you need to get the job done. Shop in store or online. Toolkit Depot. Nick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.